DailyVol.com's official podcast. I'm Dan, the managing editor for the site, and I'm here today with Ian, a staff writer for the site. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Dan.
A couple of things we just want to mention to start off with before we really get into viral and some of the movies is there has been some changes to our site. As you may have noticed, the webpage is a different design. What do you think of that, Ian?
I like it. I mean, the old skin was cool, and, you know, it wasn't that huge of a change. It doesn't, you know, affect the outcome of anything, you know, per se, but it's a nice change. I like the outlay.
Yeah, it's a little cleaner. I mean, there's some things I liked about the old one, and I think the functionality of the new one's a little better. And then we have some new staff members since I last podcasted. You may have noticed, obviously, Ian is one of our newest staff writers, and he's already done a review for Watchmen in the viewpoint of the non-reader, which I think is really interesting.
I plan to read it, though, just for the record.
That's a good idea. Scott, staff writer, he did a great article on the Potemsky tapes. Did you read that?
Yeah, I did, actually. I remember some about it a while ago, like, people were getting all hyped up for it, and it was a big thing on the forum, and then it, like, just dropped off the radar completely.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer for that originally, and, like, what? I was like, this is really freaky, and then just never heard from it again. That's pretty much what Scott's article is all about, and so I had totally forgotten about it, so I was amazed that he even thought about writing that.
Yeah, I didn't know where it came from. I mean, I know he was following it and all that, but, I mean, there hasn't been any updates on it, I don't think.
Yeah, so that's kind of a really great introductory article for him. And then Cookson is a contributor for the site. He's mostly, I think, going to do monster movie stuff. And that's pretty much his expertise. Harkens back to our 1808news.com heritage.
I think that's how I remember, how I first remember Cookson. You know, I was the new guy, and there was this giant monster freak over there who was just, you know, calling everybody out on these monster movies. And I was like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely knows the stuff. I look forward to seeing more of his articles about that. So, as some people know, if you've read our This Week in Viral article that I've already written, we've already done with Watchmen now. Watchmen's been out for a week now. So all the viral is pretty much over, and it's the first viral that we've covered that's ended on Movie Viral. So what did you think of the viral overall for that?
You know, I wasn't that big on that viral. I mean, I knew it was out there, and I knew what was happening with it, but I didn't really follow it that much.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It wasn't as extensive as some other vinyls, but, you know, they had some videos here and there, and they had the new Frontiersman site, which, you know, had a little bit. It wasn't too extensive. The big surprise, though, for the movie was the box office slump.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, Race to Witch Mountain came out this weekend. It ripped it a new one. I mean, I think the number it fell in box office was just, like, it was, like, 71%.
Yeah, it went from, I think it was, like, $59 million or so to $18 million. Race to Witch Mountain made $25 million. I mean, that's bad. And it's funny, I've been hearing some bad word of mouth about it, but, I mean, a lot of the reviews on our forum, especially, have been pretty positive.
Well, the thing is, I mean, most people on the forum have read the book, and, you know, there are people who walk into the movie expecting, like, another superhero movie like Iron Man or The Dark Knight, and they end up getting this, you know, almost 3-hour long movie with this totally in-depth story, and there's so much going on, and you don't know, you know, what's happening if you haven't read the book, so.
Yeah, there's not a lot of action in the film. I mean, there's a little, you know, there's enough here and there, but it's definitely not like your Iron Man. I think a lot of people who weren't reading it probably were a little surprised, probably weren't that interested, and then the people that read it, I mean, you're always going to get those two sides of it. The people that read the book, and they're like, oh, this is great, and people who read the book, and like, oh, this sucks.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the core following, I mean, all the hardcore Watchmen followers and fanboys, they all saw it, you know, once, twice, maybe three times opening weekend and opening week, and that, you know, that pretty much eliminates all its steam.
Yeah, that's why you saw a really quick decline in it in that first weekend, especially. You know, every day it was just getting boom, boom, boom worse. Like, it's anytime a Saturday is worse than it's Friday, it's not a good sign for a film.
It is still making bank. I mean, I think it's approaching $113 million now. I mean, you know, that's just short of its budget of $120 million. It'll definitely climb up there, maybe around, you know, $200, $250 million mark.
Yeah, I think it'll probably creep up to, I think, about $200 million, maybe a little close to that, between marketing and all that stuff. I think once the DVD sales come in, especially, it'll make back its money. It's just not going to be quite the cash cow I think they were hoping for. The overseas is where it's going to have to hopefully do better, and then, like I said, the DVD sales and all that stuff, it's going to, once that all starts rolling in, it helps out a lot. And so another big thing that's happened in the last 2 weeks or so came out in front of Watchmen was the Star Trek trailer. What did you think of that?
I thought it was amazing. I mean, I watched it for the first time. I'm going, oh my God, you know, I was already excited and hyped up for it, but, you know, seeing this, it's just insane. And then you see Watchmen, and you get this epic Star Trek trailer in front of it on a huge, you know, silver screen. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I really, I mean, as a Trekkie, a lot of people know that, you know, how much I love Star Trek. And so it was really amazing for me to see that. A lot of new footage, you know, wasn't just like a rehash of other trailers. They really had a lot of new stuff. The music behind that, the kind of ominous chorus and everything, was just amazing. It was just a really great sound. And overall, just give you that really strong feeling, like, this is going to be a kick-ass ride. And emotionally, physically, everything.
Yeah, and the trailer, I mean, along with all the other ones that played, I mean, Watchmen has all these amazing trailers in front of it, you know, to go along with the amazing movie. I mean, there's, you know, the Terminator trailer, Star Trek, Wolverine.
I remember that too. When I saw the movie, I was like, man, these trailers are just amazing. It's like the perfect trailer set.
Yeah, it was incredible. And I think it was on the forum I read it that there was something in the trailer that shouldn't have made it in there, like the planet imploding on itself or something like that.
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, with the movie, some people are thinking that the planet destroying may be something that's near the end of the film. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's something, because you see his ship and how crazy it is. And then it could just be an example of what it can do. Like, you know, early in the film, you may show it blowing up a planet, so you can really see the power of the ship. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it really was. And then just some people thought it might be like the end. Like, some people said it was Vulcan, because if you notice and if you follow any of the news behind it, it looks like that the big rig that he's doing to try that destroys planets, it's on Vulcan at one point. And so the question is, you know, is it Vulcan that's blowing up? Is it not? But it looks like I would imagine that it's probably not Vulcan, because I don't think he can really blow up Vulcan.
All we can do is wait and see.
Yeah, you never know until the actual film comes out. But so far, everything looks really great. And it has some great lines in the movie that we're always saying on the forums, you know, fire everything. And
that's a popular one right now.
It was a great trailer overall. There's actually... The music done by it is done by a company that just does movie trailer music. That's all they do. And I'm like, I want to work for them. That's pretty cool.
That's interesting.
Angels and Demons. There's no actual updates technically, except for on our forum. And this is really an interesting story that me and Ian have talked a little bit about on the forum. Is there's this new member called Lion. He originally did a post about the codes. I'd asked on the forum if anybody knew the codes, and then a couple days later, he posted with all the codes right there.
He said he got it from the main site, so I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll go look around and see what's there. I go to angelsanddemons.com right off the Sony site, so I'm like, okay, just bring me to the main site. And all the site was just like a rotating wheel that, like, Earth, and then it rotated into Faith and back and forth. And I'm like, well, how could you find anything from that? Because he was talking about, you know, subsections about Robert Langdon and the Vatican and all that. I'm thinking, how did he find that? And then he has all these codes that seemingly came from nowhere. And, you know, today he shows up with, like, this totally creepy, out of nowhere post about, like, he's being watched and you have to save Robert. And I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing.
It's interesting to see if he's, you know, part of it all or if he's pulling our leg. What was it that he actually mentions in his post that was interesting?
There was something about, like, looking for light where there shouldn't be light or something like that. I went back to the site and I put in the four codes that he posted, and the four videos, Earth, Wind, Fire, and Water, popped up, and they're all on the right side of the screen simultaneously, so you can, like, watch all of them or click one of them, and it replaces the antimatter video at the front. But there was one video, I think it was a fire video, there was, like, a bright flash of white that lasted maybe 2-3 seconds, and then the video would restart, whereas all the other videos would just loop back into the beginning of the video, so that might be something.
Yeah, it's relatively vague, so it's kind of hard to see what exactly he's talking about, but that was an interesting insight.
It's just a quick observation. I mean, if he is part of the viral, I hate to say it, but it's kind of hard to believe. I mean,
right.
If he is awesome, cool, that's amazing. If he's pulling our leg, I mean, that's got to lead somewhere. I mean, for a new member who had that amazing find, he's not going to come back and just start messing with us.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see how this turns out. I mean, we tried to look at his email and see if that meant anything, and it doesn't seem like that really leads us anywhere. So it's really hard to tell. See, it's definitely something that's intriguing and brings a new aspect to the whole thing. That was, like, his only post were those two things.
Yeah, he popped up, gave an amazing update, left, and comes back with this creepy post.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple new members who have pretty much just posted about updates and about viral. And
yeah, when the D9 kicked off.
Yeah, a lot of them were doing about D9 and, like, all those different web banners and all that stuff. That was really weird. So this, at the time, it was just one of those kind of guys where it's like, oh, here's another one of those guys who are coming onto the site and finding stuff. But this brings a whole new aspect to it, I think. So District 9, like we mentioned, has been kicking off a lot. I don't think I've mentioned that too much in podcasts lately. I haven't had anything really in the last week, but beginning of March, there was just big kickoff where you saw the ads on Slash Film. The actual sites were updated some. There's a really interesting verbal tour of the D9 site. When you go in there, there's a little welcome screen and everything. And even more aspects to this that just make it really, really interesting. All these different sites they're having and this whole world they're kind of creating.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I mean, is that viral was dead from August until March, and that's like a 7-month gap, and, you know, we're all thinking this movie isn't going to happen. There's nothing happening behind this movie, because the only update we'd seen was, like, a couple names were added to the IMDb list, and that's nothing. That doesn't mean anything. These ads start popping up on Slash Film, and the sites get updated, and there's more stuff to explore, and there's more stuff to investigate, and it just all of a sudden kicked off, and now there's a huge renewed interest in the movie, and it's awesome, because we're under 5 months away from release now. So hopefully, you know, we're going to teaser trailer soon, maybe a poster of some sort.
Yeah, I really found that whole break to be really interesting. I mean, our site originally started as district9news.com. That was one of the things that drew me to this site. I mean, we had all, you know, migrated over, but one of the things that really intrigued me was this really great viral, but then it just stopped. It just dead stopped out of nowhere.
Yeah, it had a few basic sites that were registered. I mean, you know, the mask from outer space, District9.com.
MNU spreads lies.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah, and then multinational UN.
Register for updates. So, you know, we all registered. We didn't get anything forever.
From a marketing standpoint, I think that's kind of a bad thing to do. Like, to hear you set up this really great viral and you just completely end it and then you kind of start it again, that's not really great marketing. I would look at, I mean, if I were them, I'd probably do something where, you know, you add little updates, nothing big. Or at least wait and do it. Like, there's no reason to start getting interested in a movie, you know, over a year away, you know, and then just stop it. I think you should wait a little bit and then do it, or just do little updates.
Probably what was going on was, you know, obviously it shouldn't stop them from the viral, but they were probably, you know, filming the movie itself, getting everything organized and ready.
Yeah, we usually have a separate marketing company. There's a, I know with Clover.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, there shouldn't have been anything stopping them, unless they had nothing to do, or it was planned, or they wanted it to be like this.
It's interesting. I mean, it could have been something where they were just trying to set it up, and then they were going to wait and really kind of try to introduce it later.
Well, yeah, because no one really knew about it when they first registered the sites. There was just this movie that was being based off Alive in Joburg. All anyone knew is that Peter Jackson and Neil Blomkamp were attached to direct and produce, and nothing else happened. And then these ads pop up on Slash Film, and it catches people's attention, and Slash Film had a huge article on it.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's definitely, I mean, whatever they're doing it right now, so that's all that matters. Really small update on 2012. There's another Charlie Frost video where he's talking about how Nostradamus, you know, you couldn't really see the future, or at least it has nothing to do with the 2012. What do you think about these? Have you watched these Charlie Frost videos?
The Nostradamus one was actually the first one I'd watched. The whole time, you know, I wasn't really focusing that much on what he was saying, because, you know, but I'm just watching it and I'm thinking, this is the same Woody Harrelson that I used to watch nightly in Cheers, isn't it? And it's just, it's like, how does that happen? And the movie itself, obviously, you know, got pushed back from July to November, which I was sad about. I was looking forward to it.
It's a bad sign.
Yeah, definitely a bad sign, because we had that short, sweet, to-the-point teaser that popped up a few months ago. Just showed a huge tidal wave coming over the mountains.
Now they're having viral for it and everything, and it's mostly been that Institute for Humanity.org, which is really interesting.
Yeah, that's a really nice site. That's really well done.
Yeah, it's well done. I mean, the surrogate site too. That's a beautifully done site. And that's one of the things I love about these virals. You get to see these really well designed sites.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. I mean, they had the lottery thing that we all signed up for. I don't think anything came of it, did it?
Well, it was originally just that, and then they turned it into like a real site. And I think you can still apply for the lottery. I believe the lottery won't come until the actual end of days come. So like when that comes, then you'll be picked. I think that's the concept. I'd have to read more into the site. It's a pretty intricate site. The idea is, I think the lottery's still going on. It's just that the site was just that intro page about the lottery, and then now it's a fully functional site. So that's kind of the way they're going with it. And then you have this Charlie Frost guy who's thisistheend.com.
Stereotypical fanatic who knows what's right and everyone else is wrong. So.
Just to see Woody Harrelson and doing viral videos, it's really interesting.
It is. I mean, like I said, you know, going from Cheers to that, but he was like recording it from his RV, wasn't he, or something like that?
Yeah, and then I wouldn't be surprised if he's like a small character, kind of like Jamie from Cloverfield. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up playing a very small role in the movie. It's hard to tell. Like, you know, he could be a main guy that comes in later, because the only actor I've really heard too much about being in the film is John Cusack. And so I haven't really heard about Woody Harrelson being in the actual film. But I imagine he might have like a small role or something like that. And then this is just – that's what they do a lot of times with this kind of stuff. You build it up with a smaller character. And so that way you don't have to worry about your actors being part of it.
I mean, I think John Cusack is one of the main characters. Charlie Frost will probably be the guy who's trying to stop everybody, or at least, you know, tell them that this is what's right. Coming. It's been happening for a while now.
Yeah, like that, you know, there's always that guy that everyone thinks like is a crackpot, but then when the events of the movie take place, they're like, all of a sudden, like, oh no, like, this guy knows everything. We have to talk to him. That's pretty much it for the virals. I just want to mention also, if anybody's interested, we have an advertising coordinator position open. So that's going to be mostly focusing on some of our external sites that we have, our Twitter, our YouTube, our MySpace, you know, updating those and kind of managing those, getting other people to help you out. And then also recruiting members to the forum, hopefully, and readers to the main page.
No one on the forum has actually applied yet, so there's always, you know, time if we get this out and people notice it. But besides that, there's always room for more writers, I would assume.
Yeah, so you know, we got a pretty good amount of writers now. But if you know, if you give me some of your work and you look and it looks like you're someone who can really bring something to the table, I definitely want to get the most quality writers I can get.
If you're interested, contact us by all means.
Yeah, definitely. You can contact me at dankelsch@movieviral.com or just post on the forum. Either way, any way that you can help, it's the best way. You know, talk to any admin if you want to help in any kind of way.
Or any member for that matter. I mean,
you know, don't be afraid. Talk to anybody. There's the feedback form that we have in there. All right, so that's it for this week.
All right, thanks for having me, Dan.
Thank you for being here, Ian.
And that's it for this week's Viralcast. For more podcasts, go to movieviral.com, your number one source for movie viral news.